בוקר טוב, ערב שבת שלום, פרשת ראה, ערב ראש חודש אלול, that sound, should, it should send shivers down everybody's spine, you know, during, בעזרת השם, this coming Sunday and Monday, ראש חודש אלול הבא עלינו טובה. I'm not saying that we're like the earlier generations where Rav Yisrael Salanter and the Chafetz Chaim would faint on Shabbat Mevarchim Chodesh Elul when they would hear Elul emanating from the Shliach Tzibur. I don't think any of us are actually going to faint on Shabbat. Yeah, have your father on call in case anybody decides to faint. Aval, mikol makom, there is such a thing, it's very hard to explain, but there is such a thing that during Chodesh Elul, in all of Am Yisrael, there is a palpable Yirat Shamayim in the air. You can kimat cut it with a knife. There's Chodesh Elul. People are more attuned. People are more afraid to do Averot. People are more attuned to doing their mitzvot. Why? Chodesh Elul. There's something to it. There's like a cloak of Yirat Shamayim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu throws onto the world during Chodesh Elul. Whether you like it or not, it's there. Shtabach Shema Ba'al Nen Tova V'Livracha. So, I actually want to speak to you about the Haftarah of the week. This week is a very special Haftarah, so much so that Maran HaShulchan Aruch has spoke about it in the morning. Maran writes in Siman Tav Kaf He, and once again in Tav Kaf Chet, this is one of the only Haftarot of the year that are not substituted, not for the Haftarah of Shabbat V'Rosh Chodesh, and not for the Haftarah of Shabbat Shen Ayev V'Rosh Chodesh. Usually, when Shabbat coincides with, you know, Shabbat is a very, very wonderful and gracious host. You know that? Shabbat is a wonderful host. Why is that? I spoke about this in my shul one time. When Rosh Chodesh comes to visit on Shabbat, what does Shabbat do? Shabbat gives it the Haftarot. Yeah? Well, first of all, first it gives it the Haftarot and part of the Musaf. Yeah? It gives it the Haftarah. It gives it its own Haftarah of the week. It replaces it with the Haftarah of Rosh Chodesh and gives it also a part of Musaf. When the Regalim come, when there's a Yom Tov on Shabbat, over there it gives it, not only that, not only does it give it the Haftarah and the Musaf, it gives it all of the Tefillot. All of the Tefillot on Shabbat v'Yom Tov. Which Tefillot do we do? Shel Yom Tov. We just add in a little bit about Shabbat. When Yom HaKippurim falls down on Shabbat, what does Shabbat do? It gives it not only its Tefillot and Musafim and everything, Shabbat even gives away its meals to Yom HaKippurim. No meals, no nothing. However, when it comes to Shabbat, the Tisha B'Av, when Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbat, what does Shabbat give it? Nothing. The Tisha B'Av, Shabbat is not a gracious host. Shabbat says, wait until after Shabbat, then we'll talk. But in general, Shabbat is a wonderful host. Whenever somebody comes to visit on Shabbat, Rashi Chodeshim, Mo'adim, Yom HaKippurim, Shabbat says, Tavo, I'll give you, yeah? Treat to nice. That's why it gives it the Haftarah. When it's Shabbat v'Rosh Chodesh, you have the Haftarah. B'Sha'aya, Ko Amar Adonai, Hashaman Kis'i, V'Aretz Adom Raglav. When Shabbat, the next day is Rosh Chodesh, which means on Sunday, there's Haftarah, V'Yomer Lo Yehonatan Machar Chodesh, V'Nifkat'a Ki Yipaked Moshavecha. Yeah, over there it talks about Machar Chodesh, tomorrow being Rosh Chodesh. However, this is one of the only Haftarot in the year, whether Shabbat fell out on, Rosh Chodesh Elul fell out on Shabbat or on the next day, we do not replace this Haftarah for anything. Aniyah So'aran L'Nuchama. It speaks about Nechama Tzion. It's one of the seven Haftarot of Nechama, of consolation. So over here, I want to read to you, I saw a beautiful pshat from the, what's it called? The Be'er Yosef. I don't want to be Yosef Tzvi Salant. So in the beginning of Haftarah, it's short, but very sweet. It says like this. Ketuv. Oh, so he starts off by giving a Hakdama. You know, in general, there are basically, in general, two socioeconomic levels that apply to people. There's the middle class sometimes too, but usually people can be split up into either rich or poor. Yeah? Nations, not only individuals, but nations also are split up into these two levels, rich and poor. Now, each one of these socioeconomic levels has a pro and a con. Why? Let's say by the poor. Obviously, what's the con of being poor? The miskin. Yeah, he's a teflek, yeah? You can't... I said it good? Yeah. Anyway. So, in lo kesef, he has to go around, huh? Teflek? Yeah? He has to go around collecting and this and then miskin. all of his days mitgelgel, right? Where do we read about Anyush? In Parashat HaShavua, nachon? Efes ki lo yeh b'cha evyon, nachon? There's a mitzvah to prevent people from becoming evyonim, mikol makom. So now, that's his con. What's his pro? What's the pro of the ani?
Can only go up.
Also, and you know what else? Nobody's jealous of him. Nobody's out to get him. Nobody cares. But you know what I'm saying? Nobody looks at him. No ainara. Well, you have ainara on ani. Is ainara? No klum. Right? So he's happy. Nobody's out to get him. No, right? He doesn't even have to have home security. You know why? There's nothing to rob his skin. Yeah? That's the ani. What about the ashir on the flip side? I say ashir, doctor. Ashir mazli. Kuldar and ani. Kulnis. Huh? Fagir. So, anyway, Mikol Makom, this rich guy, what's his pro? Yeah, he can afford everything. Yishlo kavod, he has everything. Aval ma, what's his kan? The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avot, Marbe Nechasim, Marbe De'aga, he's always nervous, and this one's looking at me, this one's out to get me, this one's going to steal, he's always nervous, I'm going to lose it. His entire day is being eaten up by machshavot of kin'ah v'sin'ah v'tacharut. He's always nervous. Now, that's the pro and the con, in general, by regular people. Look at Am Yisrael. Am Yisrael, what are we? In galut, what are we? Look at the first word of the Haftarah, makatuv, aniya so'ara lo nuchama. Am Yisrael is aniya. We're compared to a poor woman, poor widow. So'ara, what's so'ar? Storming. What does that mean? Am Yisrael gets the worst of both worlds in the galut. What? We're in galut, we're in exile, we're scattered all over the world, we don't have one common country, we're all over the place, we have so many trials and tribulations and persecutions and massacres throughout the ages, so you would think, okay, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at least if we'll be poor, then nobody's going to talk about us, nobody's going to care about us, nobody's going to look in our direction, but what? The unnatural happens to Am Yisrael. Aniya so'ara. You look in the news, you hear the news, every 30 seconds, the only thing that's always is in the news is what? Am Yisrael. Israel and UN and the Jews here and the Orthodox and the non-Orthodox. Jews, leave them alone already. Which means what? Am Yisrael got the worst of both worlds. They're in Galut, Anim, Miskenim, and yet, Sora, always talking about them, speaking bad about them, trying to get them, trying to close their shuls, red zones and orange zones and this zone and that zone. We already saw this week, Rabotai, those who tried to mess with Am Yisrael, doesn't end well for them. Right, Danny? Those people, yeah, who try to mess with Am Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't sit quietly. Yeah? Huh? There are people who try to persecute the shuls and the Jews and the Zeh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo yoshev b'sheket. People who try to mess with Am Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu machzir lahem kefir kiflaim. Yeah? Hashtag, don't mess with the Jews. Anyway, Mekitzur, doesn't end well for people who mess with the Jews. That's the way it works. Whoever does good for Am Yisrael, we see throughout history. Kings and nations who did good for Am Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu pays them back, rewards them handsomely. Those nations who mess with the Jews, HaKadosh Baruch Hu basof, gives it to them hard. Mikol makom, what do you see over here, Rabotai? Am Yisrael complaining, lachin lo nuchama. They are not consoled. We're telling the Kadosh Baruch Hu in the Galut, Hashem, look where you threw us into Galut. We're anim, and they talk about us all day long. They try to get us ma'asinu. Therefore, how does the Kadosh Baruch Hu console Am Yisrael? Look at the next words. Hine anochi marbitz bapuch avanaich visadtech basapirim. I will establish you with precious stones and sapphires, v'samti kadchod shimshotayich u'sh'arayich le'avnei egdach, all sorts of precious materials, v'chol givulech le'avnei chefetz. Hashem says, don't worry. In the times of Mashiach, first of all, you won't be aniyah anymore. Yerushalayim is going to be rebuilt. The whole Yerushalayim is going to be rebuilt from all sorts of gems and stones. We're going to have walls made out of diamonds. Yishtabach shamo. People are going to come and see Yerushalayim. You know, Yerushalayim Yerakodesh is shel zahav, eir shel zahav, kesef, nechoshet, barzel, all sorts of beautiful, precious materials. But then what are you going to say? Uh-oh, Hashem, I just don't want to be rich. Why? Because just like you punished us double in the galut, that we're both, not only are we poor and miskinim, but also persecuted and spoken about, so too when the geulah comes, you also have to reward us doubly. So we say we don't only just want to be rich. So what does Hashem say? Usually in this world, what's naturally, when a person gets rich, what happens now is to start worrying. We're going to talk. They're going to try to, you know, they're going to try to scam him and con him and whatever. Hashem says in Olam Abba, when I send the Mashiach, not only are you going to be rich, but he says, V'chol banayich limudei Adonai, V'rav shalom banayich, B'tzdaka tikonani rachakim me'oshe ki lo tirai, U'mimechita ki lo tikrav elayich. Says you have nothing to fear. Why? You think now that you have all these jewels and riches, La'olam Abba, you're going to have to send out your children and they're going to have to guard and whatever. He says, no, don't worry. He says, your children are going to be busy learning and growing at Shamayim. You don't have to fear anything. Hashem says, you want to fear? Hengor yagur efes me'oti. The only thing you have to fear is me. Migar itach alayich yipol. Those who try to scare you and those who try to overcome you will fall flat on their faces. Hashem says, just like I sent you to Galut and you suffered unnaturally the aniyut and the persecution together, so too, La'olam Abba, when the Ge'ulah comes, you're going to be rewarded doubly also. You're going to have all the riches in the world and you're going to have nothing to fear about somebody coming to shirk you or somebody trying to get your assets and your wealth away from you. Hashem says, I'm going to protect you. He says, and all, you know, he says, this is a pasuk, by the way, that we say after Tkiat Shofar, on the first 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, when, right after the first 30 kolot of Tkiat Shofar, there's the pasuk that we say in this week's Haftarah. Kol keli yusar alayich lo yitzlach. Any vessel that is created to harm you, to fight against you, will be unsuccessful. Bechol lashon takum itach lemishpat tershi'i. Any tongue, any words that hold you to judgment against Am Yisrael, you will bring down. Zot nachalat avdei Adonai v'tzidkatam mi'itin um Adonai. When you stick to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through thick and thin, Hashem says, you have nothing to fear. You have me. Hashem is, and this is right before what? Right before Parashat Re'eh is always on or before Rosh Chodesh Elul. Always. That's the way it is. Hashem says during Chodesh Elul, don't be afraid. Nachon. Be afraid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Arye sha'ag min lo yira. You know, Arye, when Allah, it's a pasuk in the Navi. Arye sha'ag, what's Arye? Rashi Tevot, Elul, Rosh Hashanah, Yom HaKippurim, Hosha'ana Rabba. Days of judgment in Am Yisrael. Nachon? Elul is Chodesh HaRachamim V'Hasalichot, but there's a palpable fear. Hashem says, divert your fear only to me, and you won't have to fear anything else. Chodesh HaMelech Basadeh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, leaves his abode upstairs and he makes himself available to us during this time. Hashem says, during the rest of the year, you have to chase me. Now I'm chasing you. Just come back. Shuvah elai v'shuvah elechem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, just come. It's easy now during Chodesh Elul. Hashem gives us so many opportunities. But this is the nechama. That's why we don't switch this haftarah for anything in the world. Hashem says, don't worry. It's coming. And you're going to get everything doubly. Rabotai, thank you for listening. Shabbat shalom. Chodesh tov. תזכור שם רבות, נעימות וטובות, בעזרת השם, we'll see you next week, כל טוב, סל הבא.
אמן, תודה רבה, שבת שלום.
יעקב ג'ון, הצלחה רבה.
אמן, תודה רבה, תודה רבה.